1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station welcomes you to the WHTC Bowling Report, presented by Zeeland Lanes and by Coop and Burr Insurance. Time to go to the ladies' side. We heard her name yesterday mentioned on the men's bowling report, but this time she'll be doing things on her own merit, even though she did things on her own merit on the lanes this past week, according to Jim DeGraff. Mary Beverly joins us. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. And you know what? We're going to say good morning to all the ladies named Mary because of the season. So, Mary, good morning. And I'm having a grand and glorious morning, but let's say good morning to the Maxines and the Maries out there, too. These are the high gains for the week ending December 7th. Courtney Garverlink from Northland Select with a 268. Sunshine League, it was Belle Guerrero with a 265. Misty Mendez, 263 from Friday Night Rollers. On the Sunshine League, Robin Veenhoven with a 258. Then I have a 257 for Kim Smith from Northland Select. Deb Dams from Northland Select had a 247. Mary DeBoer, 246 Sunshine League. Northland Select, it was Bonnie Klingenberg with a 242. Carol DeYoung with a 237 from Four Star League. On the Northland Select, Tammy Newberry, 233. High series for the week, Courtney Garverlink with a 720. Northland Select, Sunshine League, Robin Veenhoven, 672. Kim Smith, 651 from Northland Select. Sunshine League, Lori Kirkland with a 644. Then I have Don Clapp with a 621 from Thursday Night Misfits. Welcome back, Don. Dawn has been off for about 10 months, and she hit the lanes again. Deb Dam, 616, Northland Select, Sunshine League. Belle Guerrero with a 616. Then I have another 616 that was rolled by Tammy Newberry from Northland Select. Misty Mendez, 610, Friday Night Rollers, and on the Four Star League, it was Carol DeYoung with a 602. Jim gave the standings of And we said thank you to Coop and Burr in Zeeland Lanes. Another thanks has to go out to Graphic Signs and Embroidery, who this year sponsored the Tulip City Mixed Doubles Tournament. And we have never had a tournament sponsor for this tournament, so that helped the prize money. I'm sure Jim touched on a lot of the high or the winning duos. I think we exceeded last year's entries. The last entry I saw was 84, and that was on Saturday. I was not there on Sunday, but our last year's entries were 87, so I'm sure we picked up and exceeded last year. For maybe a change in our listening audience, I'll go to the top five in the winner's bracket. In first place, it would be Robin Veenhoven and Steve Branson with a 1579. Second place, a father-daughter duo, Crystal Pardue and Kevin Pardue, 1555. Tammy and Dale Newberry, 1532. They set the pace at the beginning of the tournament. In fourth place, it's Robin Veenhoven and Brent Skolten with a 1525. And in fifth place, it's some other son combination, Vicky and Tyler Lepore with a 1509. Some ladies that scored very well in the tournament. You heard me mention Robin Veenhoven's name a couple of times. She turned in her bowling a 705 and a 701. Then we have Courtney Garverlink. She turned in a 697 series and a 683 series. I have Tammy Newberry with a 690. And then we have Lori Kirkland with a 669 and Katie Vintainen with a 650. Katie's been off for a while, too, so welcome back to the lanes, Katie. These are some of the high games that the women bowled during the tournament. Courtney Garverlink with a 277. Then I have Katie Vintainen with a 267 and a 258. Lori Kirkland, 266. Robin Veenhoven, 264 and a 250. So you can see we had some excellent games. I will insert these high games and series in my top 10, and I'll give you an updated top 10. Going to take a couple of weeks off from tournaments, and our next tournament will be the holiday tournament. It's a 7, 6, and 500 club tournament, and this is for the men and the women, and it is anyone who has ever bowled for the women, a 5, 6, or 700, and for the men, a 6 or 700. Prize money will be separate. The women's money will be in one pot, and the men's money in the other pot. So, ladies, this tournament includes you as well as the guys. That's one of the neat things about our merged association. We get to see lots of other bowlers, and it's just a great time. Have a grand and glorious day.
All right, Mary, you have a good one, and you'll talk to Brett next week.
Okay, sounds great, Gary.
Thank you very much. That is Mary Beverly with the Bowling Report, the Ladies Bowling Report, presented by Zeeland Lanes and by Coop and Burr Insurance on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. And, yes, we are streaming live at WHTC.com.